Number three batter, number 13, Dylan Nelson now steps up.
You know, coming in this game, looking at stats, Tim, ABM, not a ton of kids hitting the ball real well. So I'm guessing once they get on base, they do a lot of stealing, move base runners around, try to bunt them around because their averages are not very good in the stats.
Canoe's first pitch, a curveball to Nelson, down and outside, and that's ball one.
See how Tyler comes back. You know, he threw seven innings Monday.
That's a grounder hit to third. Oh. Berlin snatches it up, throws to first. The throw is high, but caught by Turner Trenary, and the side is retired. Three up, three down, and the District 7, the Substate 7 final between ADM and Sheraton. One half inning is in the books. It's Sheraton 0, ADM 0. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Bingham Construction, Hammer Medical Supply, Adam Barr, and the Grace Baptist Church. Back in just a few moments for the bottom of the first inning. Chargers up to bat.
CNC Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa is the Midwest's largest motorcycle and ATV dealer with over 500 new and used vehicles in stock. With
the BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports, we're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
ADM is retired in the top of the first, three up, three down. Monday night, Kurt, the top of the first inning took 45 minutes. That one took all of 3 minutes. So yeah. At this pace, we'll have time to hit Chili's after the game. And
sounds good. Hey, and I have my shirt on. It's not too bad up here tonight.
That's right. Shirt on and no question about it. Cameron Canoose, the first batter, takes a huge hop over the shortstop's head. And just like that, the Sheraton Chargers have their first man on here in the bottom of the first with nobody out. And Dalton Stites steps up.
By the way, a routine ground ball right there. Takes a big hop clear over shortstop's head. Hey, sometimes when the luck is going your way, it just keeps rolling, and it's pretty good for Sheraton right now.
Yeah, we've talked about this team has been very fortunate, and just like Coach Meiser said there, routine ground ball just right at the last moment. Took about a 12-foot jump. Canoost on at first, held on by Nelson, the pitcher. Squares around to bunt is Stites. They're going to field it, throw to second for one. Throw over to first, not in time to catch Stites, so they cannot move the runner up. Bunt was a little too hard from Stites. Right back to the pitcher, Nelson, who turns, makes a good throw to second base. They can't get two, though.
Yeah, nice job. A nice play by the pitcher, Nelson. As you're right, Stites, he bunted a little hard and a little back straight at him instead of down the first baseline.
And how many times in the first two games, Coach, has just a simple throw like that been overthrown by the opposing team?
Exactly. And we've taken advantage of all of those. So
Nelson's first pitch to Jacob Casca, possibly a bit up in the zone and outside. Called for strike one. Consistency the other night by the Blue was certainly an issue.
Yeah, it was. You know, he didn't call anything on the outside part of the plate, and that's where a lot of our kids live outside there because we don't overpower people a lot, and it's nice to hit those corners, and Blue wasn't giving them.
Nelson's curveball in there for strike two to Jacob Casca, so quickly 0-2 the count. One out here in the bottom of the first, and 0-0 is our score in the Substate final. Nelson with a long pause, throws back to first, and they've got us picked off. Stites is in a rundown between first and second. The throw, the tag, and the Chargers are retired. So with two strikes to Jacob Casca, they catch Dalton Stites. And what'd you see there, Coach?
He was leaning the whole way. I'm sure Schroeder to give him the sign to steal right there. And he was leaning as soon as pitch. Great pickoff move by Nelson. Nelson looks like a pretty good athlete on the mound, Tim.
And he Stites didn't even attempt to get back to first. No. I'm not sure if he ever even saw the ball, but you're right. He was leaning. So 0-2 here. Good pitch by Nelson on the outside corner. Just trying to get Jacob to chase that. And so 1-2 the count. Boy, you get the first runner on, and now nobody on, two out. That hurt. 1-2 to Casca. Here's Nelson to deliver the curveball. Nearly took off Jacob's noggin.
That's a nice brushback right there to go 2-2. Look for Nelson here. Look for him to hit that outside corner now after he comes up and in on him. Hopefully Jacob can stay out there and protect.
Good pitch to hit right here. Fastball swung on. Cleanly fielded by the third baseman. The throw over to first is high, but Jacob Casca is out on the play. So the Chargers go three up, three down. And holy smokes, one inning is already in the books, Coach. And I'm not even warmed up
That's
here.
That's right, I know it.
Hey, we'd like to know where you're listening from again tonight. So give us a text if you're listening online somewhere or if you're listening to just by your radio hugging that air conditioner. Please give us a text. Remember, you can get us at 641-203-2624. That's my number. My battery's about dead. So you can call Coach Smizer, 641-203-1553. That's 641-203-1553. So let us know you're out there listening, and we'll be back for the top of the second. You're listening to the Substate Final. It's Sheraton 0, ADM 0. You're listening to Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton. The Chuck Wagon is now serving ribeye steak sandwiches every Wednesday. When you're looking for something great to eat, make sure to stop at Chuck Wagon. Everyone at the Chuck Wagon is pulling for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're into the top half of the second inning. ADM's second trip up. Colin Buckman, the third baseman who made the last out on the Chargers, is up first, and he singled to left field through the glove of third baseman Austin Berlin on a hot shot down the line. So Buckman aboard with nobody out here on the top of the first.
Yeah, nice short compact stroke by Buckman there.
Tyler
There's
Spencer.
The bunt.
It's down the bunt. Tyler Canoes looks at second, throws to second. We get the out at second. Nice play by the Chargers there. So just about the same thing that happened to us last inning. The bunt was attempted to move the runner up, and instead we get the runner out at second. So good job by the boys in red and white.
Yeah, nice job by Canoes getting off the mound, filled in his position. And Buckman's a big boy, can't not really a lot of speed there, and it gives us a chance to get the out at second. Got the lead runner for the first out of the inning.
So Logan Essie steps up to bat. A big lead there at first base. Tyler Canoes steps off the mound, looks him back to first, steps off the rubber.
Yeah, he had a nice lead right there for not seeing a throw over yet. So
Canoes from the stretch comes home. That one's up and in, ball one. Like we mentioned, or maybe we didn't mention, Coach, but we know that this is a very athletic team that likes to run on the base pass. So we'll see. It's going to be the strength of Jacob Kaska's arm against the legs of ADM. That one's lifted high into center field. Stites back to make the catch. And quickly, two gone here in the top half of the second inning.
Again, Canoes coming right at the hitters. You know, not showing a lot of curveball so far, but coming right at them, getting ahead of them, and throwing a fastball right by them.
Austin Llewellyn now, the batter here with two outs, top of the second. Thompson on it, first base. The throw back to first. Thompson quickly back in.
Wouldn't surprise me here, Coach, if we've seen the next two pitches, this kid try to steal second.
Here's the pitch. It's inside.
You know, good thing for us, you know, Kaska does a great job back here. Doesn't not many pass balls, and he's got a pretty lively arm, so we'll see what happens.
Long pause. The throw back over to first, and, boy, you may be right here,
yeah,
Coach.
He was leaning there. I think he was going right there. Usually Coach gives him one pitch to take another look, and it looked like he was headed to second.
Thompson gets a big lead. Canoes looks over, comes home. That one's fouled away right off the helmet of Jacob Kaska, the catcher. So 1-1 now the count. To Austin Llewellyn. A little more of a breeze tonight, Coach. It actually doesn't feel as bad as it did on Monday night.
No, air moving a little bit. I know it's still warm, but shouldn't be too much of a factor. It looks like blowing straight in from center tonight.
Canoes throws back to first. Boy, he's leaning, I think, Coach. I think you're right. Thompson very close to being picked off at first base again.
Notice tonight, Tim, we got three officials tonight in this game instead of two.
That ground ball is hit towards second base through the glove of Riley Proe, the diving Riley Proe running to his left. And so two on here with two outs in the top half of the second. Nothing hurt there. And up to bat now is Trevor Vols.
Yeah, Riley, that pitch was playing him up the middle a little bit, just out of his reach, going to his left to make the play. Kid got a nice seeing eye single right through the right side.
So the Chargers and Tyler Canoes just need to concentrate and get the batter here, not worry about those two guys on. Probably not a situation to run here, Smizer.
No, I don't think so. You know, runners at first and second here. They're looking for a base hit, scratch one out here, and I'm sure that coach looks aggressive to me. He'll send him if it's a base hit here.
Canoes first pitch in there for a strike. Vols looking on first pitch here. Long pause by Canoes. Curveball just outside and low.
Yeah, nice spot, though, for that. You know, he needs to bring it down a little bit, but nice spot for the curveball on the outside part.
So 1-1, the count to Vols. Long pause by Canoes. Now the delivery. One run will come around to score. Runners moving to second and third. Another run is singled in there, signaled in to score. Ball's heading to third. That'll be a stand-up triple. Boy, did he smack the daylights out of that one, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Canoes got that one up in zone a little bit, and that kid did a good job. Is on the outside part. He took it to the where the pitch was thrown at him, took it to the right center, and, you know, ADM comes up with a big hit and scores two runs right there.
Yeah, Tyler just left that one right in the heart of the plate, and a good pitch to hit at 1-1, and he just took it to right center field right in the gap. And so the Chargers just need to get out of this inning. First pitch now to the next batter. That's Trey Eddy, and that's in there for a strike. So Tyler doing a good job of getting ahead here.
Yeah, we need to make sure we get this guy, Coach. We don't want to go back top of the order.
That one's hit softly towards Riley Pro, the second baseman. The throw to first is in time, and so ADM is retired here in the top half of the second inning. But not before they get two runs off of Trevor Volt's triple to go up quickly 2-0 in this sub-state final between the Chargers and the Tigers of ADM. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball, brought to you by Smith Body Shop, Millerton Cafe, Red Howe Medical Center, and Dr. Sundquist, Grace Baptist Church, Interiors, and more, and Community First Credit Union there in Sheraton. Come on back. We'll be back for the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Charger Baseball.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agriculture land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
Welcome back to Norwalk. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Riley Pro, the second baseman, starts the bottom half of the second with a single into right field. So the Chargers have their first base runner on once again here in the bottom half of the second.
Nice job by Riley going with the pitch, getting the pitch out over the plate, keeping his hands back and driving it to right field for a leadoff single.
Turner Trinari now the next batter, looks at ball one. Dustin Harbert's grandparents are listening on the internet, and they're out there in Quincy, Illinois. They want to wish the Chargers good luck, so thanks for listening. Hope this one turns around very quickly. Turner Trinari swings at strike one as he fouls that one away back over our heads here.
Might look for something here. You know, I think Jake probably wants to get on the board. I'll see if Turner squares around and try to move the runner up again like we did in the first inning.
Trinari gets the signal from Coach Schroeder. Long pause by Nelson. Here's the delivery. It's up high in the zone, so 2-1 now. And what we've seen so far just in the two district games, Coach, is whenever another team scores, Sheraton very quick to get right back in the game.
Yeah, and I think that's been the key to their success. They've not got their heads down. They stayed right in the game and battled back as soon as they got down a little bit. So, you know, and probably in this game a little more nerves, probably real important to strike right back right here in the bottom of the second.
Trinari looks at ball three, so 3-1. Good opportunity for the Chargers to get two on here. Next pitch from Nelson is very close to being a strike. And I get. So ball four, first walk issued by ADM and Nelson tonight.
Just what we talked about right here. Runners first and second. You got to tie their canoes up. So definitely I'm thinking this is a bunt situation. Get a base hit and tie it up 2-2 here.
So Tyler Canoe steps in, gets a signal from Coach Schroeder. If I'm a betting man, this is going to be an opportunity to move the runners in. Corners are in for ADM. Nelson, long pause. Here's his delivery. The bunt is down. It's a good bunt right back to Nelson. Throw to third.
Nice.
And they... Safe.
We're there, baby. Safe. Yes.
Wow. Safe at third is Riley Pro. I don't know how. That was awful close, Coach.
It was a bang-bang play. I'll tell you what, Riley got a great jump because ADM did not do a good job holding him on, and he saw the, you know, the shortstop was going to cover third. So a great job by Pro getting a jump. And, you know, we talked about that the other night, trying to throw ahead and getting the runner, the lead runner, instead of getting an out. So that's pretty important right there.
So the bases are loaded. The bases are juiced now for Austin Berlin with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Boy, this ball club just refuses to let anybody jump all over them, as they're right back at it here with nobody out. Austin Berlin, the long look. He swings. Good cut by Berlin, and that's fouled back over our heads here.
Yeah, nice cut again by Berlin. And I've been so impressed with this kid the first two games. He's got such a short, compact stroke. His hands are great to the ball, and he's put about everything he's seen in play. It'd be a great time for a big hit here.
0-1 to Berlin. Nelson comes home outside. So 1-1 the count to Austin Berlin. Very important for him to be picky here about the pitches that he swings at. A walk, a good as a run here.
Little different arm angle from this kid. He drops down a little sidearm. Give us a different look.
Nelson's delivery just a bit outside there to Berlin. Through the break there, you heard Centerville tonight also playing for a berth to the state championship. And just like we talked about, it doesn't really matter when you get to the postseason. I think they have 10 or 11 wins, Coach. And Berlin's hot shot down to the first baseline, fielded by the first baseman. Comes home for one. Back to first. Safe at first is Austin Berlin. So nice play by the first baseman, Tyler Spencer, who that was a hard ground
ball.
Yeah,
it was. And I think we got a little lucky because I think he caught it and dropped it because we were going to get doubled up right there. He caught it and dropped it. He made a nice play coming home, getting the out. And, again, good hustle by Berlin getting down the line so they don't double us up there.
So Dylan Lundy now comes to the plate. Just still one out. Base is still loaded. So a base hit scores at least probably one or two here.
Yeah, we have to come through with a hit right here, Coach.
Nelson, long pause. Strike one, the curveball to Dylan Lundy.
It's got a lot of late movement on that curveball. It must be really tight at the start. And looks like it breaks off more like a slider instead of that overhand curveball.
Here's the delivery from Nelson to Lundy. Swung on, strike two in the dirt. Nice off-speed pitch by Nelson. You said it, Coach. He's got a different delivery. Mm-hmm. His angle is coming from nearly a side-swiping motion at times.
Yeah, and it's coming right at the right-handers. And that's why, you know, might have trouble picking it up here the first time through. Look where the catcher's sitting here, Coach.
0-2, the curveball, not where the catcher was set up. It's inside for ball one.
No, he was setting clear on a corner. Nice job here. Lundy needs to throw his hands at the ball here. We've got to get, you know, the middle infield's playing back here. We've got to get at least a ground ball to score a run right here in this position with one out.
Nelson takes a step off the mound, grabs a bit of the rosin bag there. So moisture on the ball could be an issue again as it was on Monday night. And here we go, 1-2 to Berlin. Nelson, the pitcher, on the long pause, and now the delivery. Swung on, that's a little chopper, foul.
Nice job by Lundy hanging in there. Again, two strikes, trying to get the ball in play right there. Looks like Nelson just likes that tight little slider. He's trying to go to the outside corner with it and, you know, just making our kids hit it to the right side. We talked about that the other night. If you try to pull all those balls, it's usually a ground ball to the shortstop. So we'll see if we can handle them to the right side.
Lundy fighting for his life here. 1-2. Nice pitch by Nelson. Boy, he just gassed him there.
Yeah. Coming right at him, gas him a little bit, and climbed the ladder. A little fastball, got it up in the zone, and we couldn't handle it for a second out right there.
So the Chargers get the bases loaded with nobody out. Now they're sitting at the bases loaded and two outs. How big would this be if ADM can get out of this?
Huge momentum shift, I'd say, Coach.
Dustin Harbert's now the next batter for the Chargers. That's swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. He fields it cleanly, steps on the bag, and wow, just like that, out of the inning, out of trouble. ADM heads to the top half of the third with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Bingham Construction, Pipers, Smith Body Shop, and CNC Cycle. We're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back for just a moment for the bottom half of the third. It's ADM 2, Sheraton 0. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The extra touch flavorings are very popular. And of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style. And they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You will enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We welcome you back to Norwalk here. We're in the bottom half of the...
Top half of the third, Coach.
Top half of the third, excuse me. And Grant Gayden, the first batter, pops one into shallow right field. Riley Pro and Dylan Lundy collide, but Riley Pro hangs on to the ball, and so out number one is a scary one for the Chargers.
You know, that first leadoff hitter for ADM, I'm guessing he's really fast because his cuts don't look real smooth at the plate, so I'm guessing when they get him on, they do a lot of running with him, Coach.
Left-hander Lucas Thompson now steps in, looks at strike one, looks at ball number one, so one and one the count to Thompson.
You know, important for Sheraton here, keep their head up. You know they good hitting ball club. They can score a lot of runs, so go right at them here at Canoost.
Swung on by Thompson. That's a base hit into right field. And so with one out here in the top half of the third, ADM has their first runner aboard again. We talked about it just, you know, this conference that Sheraton plays in this year was just outstanding. The SEC, the South Central Conference, Davis County last night advances to the state tournament.
Yeah.
Tonight, Centerville playing for a berth. Sheraton obviously playing for a berth. And Albia
right.
Got beat out last night. So,
but that was a close game, I think, a 5-3 game, something like that.
And so that speaks about this conference. Sheraton not known for really coming out of a power conference here. And this year's baseball conference was just outstanding. Next batter for ADM, swung on. That's a grounder to third.
That's a great play by Berlin right there. Berlin got caught on a short hop, come in and got to stay right with it and got the lead runner at second base. Good job by that kid.
Yeah, the batter was Dylan Nelson, the pitcher. A chopper down the third. Berlin fields it cleanly, throws to second to get the lead runner, Thompson. And so Nelson sits aboard at first base. And actually, we're going to have a pinch runner, Zach Lepore, comes on and is going to be a pinch runner for the pitcher, Nelson.
Well, Colin Bachman up here. If you remember last inning, he singled right through a shortstop at third base there. So, likes to pull the ball.
And a stocky hitter is Buckman. Also, their leading pitcher. He's 10-0 on the season. He's not pitching tonight, but 10-0 on the season. One of their better hitters also.
Two down here again. We'll see how aggressive this coach wants to be with two outs. Pretty good stick. I assume he'll try to move the runner up here.
Canoe's pitch is... hit sharply to shortstop. Dustin Harberts fields it. The ball is low and in
nice
the dirt.
Nice dig by Turner.
Turner Trinari digs it out. And so ADM is retired here in the top half of the third. Our score remains 2-0 here in substate number 7. The final, the trip to Principal Park in Des Moines, Iowa next week. It's up for grabs here, and so far it's been a good one. We're going to send it back to the booth. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country.
Interiors and more at 215 South 7th and Sheraton is now under new ownership. Stop in today to say hi to Chris Feehan. Let them help you when it's time for something new. That's Interiors and More in Sheraton. They're hoping for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Redhaw Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Redhaw Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Redhaw Realty for more information.
Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton congratulates the Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with this verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them. Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Conference.
Quickly, we enter into the bottom half of the third. The Chargers, somewhere they have not been very often here in the district. Trailing 80, 2-0. And coming out of that good conference, the Raccoon River.
Yep.
At this point, every team's a good one. And the Chargers quickly learning that here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you talk about that record thing. And you look through the state in Class 3A tonight, the teams playing. There are a lot of, you know, records that aren't very good for sub-state teams. You know, I don't know if that's everybody's conference is good or they're just peaking at the right time.
Cameron Canoose, the first batter, chops one to second. The throw over to first is in time. And the speedy Cameron Canoose, we don't get to say that. We haven't said that very much in the first two games. He's retired. He has reached probably more than anybody in the first two games.
I'd say his on-base percentage in the two district games is over 800 because he has been on all the time.
Dalton Stites now steps up. He bunted the last time up. They were able to get Canoose out of second here. And then Nelson quickly with one out here in the bottom of the third. The sophomore going from the stretch here, kind of an odd move with nobody on here, Coach, but some pitchers just feel more comfortable out of the stretch.
Yeah, and you look at his starts, I don't think he started he started 10 games, I guess, so it should be out of the windup, but...
Stites looks at ball one. Next delivery is fouled away for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Nelson, just a sophomore, and we were talking during the break, a good-looking sophomore.
Yeah.
Good hitter, and... looks like he's got a lot of athletic talent and ability out in the field.
Yeah, not only is he thrown well, he's got a hit so far, and he gets off the mound and covers. He's just a pretty good-looking athlete for Adell.
Here's the 1-1 to Stites. Curveball is swung on. It's popped up. First baseman, second baseman, comes over, calls off the right fielder, and makes the catch in shallow right field. So the bats for the Chargers having trouble getting on tonight.
Yeah, we're not getting good swings at this kid, and I don't know if it's his arm angle, if they're not picking up the ball early enough, but... hopefully that'll come around second time through the lineup here. But right now we're struggling at the plate, and that's usually not a good Sheridan sign right there.
So Jacob Kaska, the catcher, steps in. Nelson's first pitch to Kaska. The curveball in there for strike one. Nice pitch by Nelson.
Yeah, and he's doing a nice job mixing up pitches. He's caught us off guard there because I'm guessing Kaska wasn't looking at that curveball there, for a curveball there.
So 0-1 to Kaska. Catcher setting up on the outside. Corner is Essie. That one swung on. A hard hit down to third baseline. Buckman Fields throws over to first. A scary-looking throw, but it's in time to catch Kaska. And after three innings, the Chargers have mustered just one hit. Zero runs for their boys in red and white, and they trail here in the sub-state final by the score of 2-0. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country. We're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back in just a few moments for the top half of the fourth inning. It's ADM 2, Sheraton 0. You're listening to Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Baseball on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Norwalk. Despite the temperatures in the upper 90s, the Charger bats are relatively cool as we enter the top half of the fourth inning. Norwalk comes back up with their first baseman, Tyler Spencer. And did he triple last time, Coach?
Yes, he's the one that got a big hit and scored the two runs, Coach.
Canoose first pitch to Tyler Spencer is on the outside corner, taken for strike one. The curveball from Canoose is in there. So quickly ahead in the count here in the top of the fourth. Next one upstairs. That's high. 1-1 the count now to Spencer.
Totally different game than the other night, Coach. You know, it's boom, boom, boom in this game, and the other night was whatever crazy things happening all over.
Swung on. That's hit nearly to the identical spot. A little more air under that one. Allows Dylan Lundy to come over into the gap in right center field to make the catch. And so Spencer out as the first batter of this top of the fourth.
Nice job by Canoose right there, coming straight at him. Getting the first out of the inning for Sheraton on the big fly ball to right field.
So Logan Essie, the catcher, steps in. Canoes quickly in the windup, and here's the pitch. The curveball in there for strike one. Nice job by Canoes to pull that one in.
Yeah, great spot. Hit it outside corner with that curveball.
Next one, low and in the dirt. Boy, it's nice to have a pitcher that has confidence in throwing that off-speed curveball on the first pitch. A lot of guys, like Norwalk the other night, had some guys that just were afraid to throw the curve. So nice to have that. Essie lifts one into center field. Stites looks to be under it, comes over, makes the catch. Boy, Norwalk, ADM getting the bat on the ball, though.
Yeah, they've hit it pretty solid a couple different times, you know, for their average-wise. It looks like the most of them have pretty good swings here.
Yeah, Essie just really got under that one. Otherwise, that one may have been over the fence. He got all of that one just a little bit too far under it, though.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Canoes a little bit. He's just a gamer. This kid in football, whatever he plays, especially in baseball, it's his sport. And he really loves baseball and does a nice job and works really hard at it. And he's a kid you want on the mound in these positions.
Yeah, good point. His first pitch to Tyler Llewellyn is in there for strike one. Second one, a chopper up the middle. That's a high bouncer fielded by Harberts. The throw to first in time.
That's a good play.
And ADM is retired. Three up, three down. So the top half of the fourth goes quickly, just like this entire game is gone. And we can't hardly get settled into our seats and comfortable here. We're heading to the bottom half of the fourth. The bats of the Sheraton Chargers needs to get going right now. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball, brought to you by CNC Cycle, Pierce Baker Funeral Home, Pipers, Sheraton Ford, Kent Farm Management, and Red Hall Realty. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Baseball.
The big question this fall isn't if the Hawks or Cyclones will have a winning season. It's what are you taking to the game? Check out Sheraton Ford Mercury for these tailgaters or great gas savers, like the Ford Focus at up to 35 miles to the gallon, or the Ford Fusion at 29 miles to the gallon. The Ford Escape makes for a great tailgating SUV and gets 28 miles to the gallon, or the Taurus at 28 miles to the gallon. So stop by Sheraton Ford Mercury for on-the-lot savings and new inventory. Sheraton Ford Mercury, one block south of the Sheraton Square.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you. Get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Put in a community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back in Norwalk, the bottom half of the fourth inning starts off with Riley Pro, who has Sheraton's lone hit of the night. Coach, a single last time up, looks at ball one, and 1-0 from Nelson quickly to the second baseman for the Chargers. Swung on, that's a base hit up the middle. Nice piece of hitting by Riley Pro, who continues just to be a hard out to make at home plate.
He's just tough in there. You know, he's got a little strike zone. He's not very tall, and he's got quick hands. He gets to the ball and does a nice job and gets a single here. Hopefully we can get something going now. I think this is an important inning for us, Coach. We need to at least mark here in this inning, get one across.
And ADM fans handing out popsicles. Did you get one, Coach?
No.
I wonder if they'll throw one up here. If I put my hand out, you think they'll throw it up here?
I'm guessing not.
Good night for popsicles for anybody. Turner Trinneri, check swing foul. Actually not foul. Check swing strike one by Turner.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but he looked off on that pitch, and I don't think he saw it the whole way in right there, Coach.
Looks down to Coach Schroeder, now gets the sign. We'll see if he tries to square a running bunt. That one's high, taken for ball one. No sign of a bunt there by Turner Trinneri.
Yeah, so, I don't know if he's not comfortable with Turner bunting in this position or stuff, but, you know, Turner's been on fire hitting, too. You know, last couple games he's hit the ball hard, so maybe he's looking for that big hit out of Turner.
Yeah, sometimes you hate to concede that out with one of your better hitters. Curveball in there, actually inside for ball two. Actually, they're going to say it's – is it 3-0, Coach?
Yeah, it's 3-0. They didn't give him the first –
wow.
No, that scoreboard's got to be wrong.
Okay,
there we go.
Now
it
they're
should
getting
be 2-1.
2-1 now, the count to Trinneri.
Yep.
Riley Pro, the runner, first. Swung on. That's grounded to second base. Quickly to second base.
Oh
overthrown at second base.
There we go.
But the runners cannot advance. I apologize for the that was actually grounded to short. And the shortstop, Grant Gayden, is having a rough day at the plate and in field. He throws it into right field.
There's that routine play that, you know, that's a tailor-made double play. He did a nice job fielding, didn't get a very good throw to second. And this is where Sheraton in the first two games has capitalized and scored runs. So look for a bunt here from Canoes to move the runners over like we did earlier and see if we can get something happening.
Yeah, Canoes, a very good bunter. You can almost guarantee he's bunting here. Nelson with a long pause, looks back at second to Pro. Very long pause.
Yeah, we're about to need a timeout. That's okay.
And swearing around a bunt. It's popped in the air. A dangerous play. Buckman Fields throws to first.
Got away from him, coach. We're going to score a run.
And the ball is overthrown into the right field. One run comes in to score as Pro. So just like that, two quick errors. And we've said it. We've said it many times. And we'll say it again. Chargers, they're going to capitalize on the errors.
Nice job of running there by Canoes. You know, second baseman come over to cover first. The first baseman tried to field the ball, and then there was nobody covering a second. So Canoes advances second. So runners are second and third here just with one out.
And a pinch runner for the Chargers, Token Hall. Now the runner for Tyler Canoes to second. You said it. That's no outs here in the bottom half of the fourth. And the Chargers looking to jump all over ADM. Trailing 2-1 here. But runners on second and third. Austin Berlin now the batter at home plate. Looks at strike one. Good curveball by Nelson.
Again, you know, runners second, third, Berlin here. I keep saying this over and over. We got to get the ball in play here. Something down on the ground in the middle of the field. Score that run to tie it up.
Nelson long pause now comes home. Curveball in there for strike two.
Wow.
That just drops out. The bottom drops out of that, and it's a good-looking curveball. It's kind of a sidewinder there.
Yeah, that's a tough pitch to handle. It's on the inside part, and that was a tough one for Berlin. Berlin was even too strong.
Pause. Here's the pitches. It's a fastball, and they're going to say he went around. So Austin Berlin out on a strikeout. Nice pitch by Nelson to get him to swing at that outside pitch.
What do we got here? We got a pinch hitter, Coach. Looks like Austin Peterson, right?
Austin Peterson batting for Dylan Lundy. Is that where we're at, Coach?
Yeah, I think so.
Austin Peterson, the left-hander. We have not we've not seen any action from Austin.
No.
The sophomore steps in, the lefty.
Tough spot to be in right here. You know, a kid that didn't play a lot of varsity this year. He fell and broke his arm down in Alabama and was sidelined for a while. But hopefully the sophomore can come up with a big hit here. Runners to second, third.
Boy, you said it, not a lot of opportunities, but what an opportunity for him right here. You're in the sub-state final game, a trip to Principal Park. Runners at second and third. A single will get most likely both of those in.
Yeah, definitely. And Jake, you know, has some confidence in this sophomore. He wouldn't put him in this position.
Nelson looks in. The curveball is outside to, you know what I'm thinking, Coach. Nelson's been a lot on the outside corner. I wonder if he's thinking that maybe you know, Peterson's a left-handed batter. I mean, could he think that maybe he'll get a hit by pitch here?
I don't know. I don't know, Coach. It's interesting because, you know, Nelson's still throwing to the outside and the other side here. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Don't know. Maybe Lundy pulled something out there. It's hard to tell.
So a 2-0 the count to Austin Peterson. More than likely he's taking this pitch here. Long pause by Nelson. Here's the delivery. Swung on. Shows what I know. Good cut by Peterson. It was in the inside part of the plate, but Austin had a good cut at it. 2-1 now the count to Austin Peterson.
I like that, though, with runners second, third, being aggressive on a 2-0 count.
You know you're going to get a good pitch to hit. So Nelson trying to get out of this jam, clinging to a one-run lead at 2-1.
Squeeze, Coach.
Squeeze
and
play.
He throws it away.
Nelson throws it away, so Turner Trenary comes home to score very easily. And the runner, Token Hall, advances to third.
Nice call there by Schroeder. Caught him off guard. Usually you don't do that with a left-handed pitcher. And nice job by a runner at third base coming down the line. He was going as soon as he was out of the windup, and we score a run there.
Yeah, left-handed batter actually makes it easier for them. If we'd had a right-handed hitter.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, the pitcher did a great job because on that play, he's supposed to throw it high into the inside, you know, outside now with the left-handed pitcher. He threw it the right spot. Catcher didn't react because we should have been an out right there.
Good call. So 3-1 now, the count to Peterson. Swung on, strike two. Good cut by Peterson. May have been a cut fastball or some kind of a changeup there. And so a full count to Austin Peterson here. We have one out here in the bottom half of this fourth. 2-2 is our score in the sub-state final. That's a chopper hit to second base.
That's going to score the run.
Fielded. It's a tough play.
That's a good play by the second baseman.
Great play by the second baseman. That's Austin Llewellyn, the second baseman. Had to go to his right. Catches, throws back to first base. Gets Peterson out. But another Charger run scores, and we've said it so many times just like that. The Chargers back up on top now, 3-2.
Well, that's what happens when you give good teams extra outs, and Sheraton's a good team, and then ADM give them a couple extra outs right there, and then Sheraton again made him pay.
Yeah, two errors in this inning alone have really cost ADM. Dustin Harbert's now the next batter. Looks at strike one. And Nelson just trying to get out of this inning. This has been the longest inning by a long shot here. Curveball in there for strike two. Boy, that's a good-looking curveball by the sophomore Nelson.
Yeah, he does a good job. It's just a tight spin on that and breaks the outside, and he's done a nice job coming in on it.
And so 0-2 here to Harberts. Swings at strike three, and ADM is out of the inning, but not before the Chargers strike with three runs in the bottom half of the fourth. We head to the fifth inning in this sub-state final. It's 3-2. Sheraton regains the lead. We're going to send it back to the booth. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Around the clock, 7 days a week, residents of the Northridge Assisted Living Center in Sheraton have access to the individualized attention they need, provided by a caring professional staff. With private suites and the freedom to make their own choices, Northridge residents have greater control over their lives. Northridge creates an environment in which residents can continue to enjoy their individuality, their independence, and their dignity in a secure and supportive community. Northridge is conveniently located next to the Lucas County Health Center in Sheraton. Stop in or call to schedule a tour.
Millerton Cafe in downtown Millerton. It's a double yummy spot for anyone who needs something to eat or when you're craving something that's oh so good. Millerton Cafe has daily savory specials, and be sure to save room for that sweet homemade pie too. Well, if you just have to clean up your plate and don't have room for dessert, you'll have to take some home. It's all fresh, and the cooks and staff at Millerton Cafe are glad to see you. That's Millerton Cafe on Highway J-22. We can't wait to see you there.
Hey, we welcome you back to Norwalk. Sun setting in the west. Temperatures cooling a bit, and the Charger bats have come alive here in the bottom half of the fourth, scoring three to take a 3-2 lead. ADM down to their last nine outs, Coach.
Yeah.
We're 43 minutes into the ball game. We were midway through the first inning Monday night.
Yeah, if you're official, you like this game compared to Monday nights. I know that.
Hard to believe, but Sheraton nine outs away from a state champion. early there to be
saying
that.
That's a nice bunt.
Bunted cleanly. That's going to be a bunt for a base hit.
Wow.
The number nine hitter, Trevor Valls. He couldn't have bunted that any better. Just died down the third baseline. And they were waiting for it to go foul.
Yeah, he kept it right on the grass. It didn't roll off in the dirt, and so it stayed a fair ball. Number nine hitter here, you're thinking the same thing probably if you're Sheraton. They're trying to scratch another run up with the top of the order coming up next.
So the third and first baseman Berlin, they're not in. Valls turns foul down the first base sideline, so they're going to try to play some small ball here, trailing by one.
Yeah, this is Trey Eddy at bat here, the number nine hitter for ADM.
And
behind in the count, 0-1.
Dustin Harbert's aunt and uncle, they're listening to a KIIC from LaGrange, Missouri. So listening to one of our online listeners. And things looking pretty good right now for the Chargers, leading 3-2. The throw over by Knust. To first base in time is Valls as he gets back quickly. A long pause. Now the throw back to first. Very quick and very close.
Yeah, nice job there by Canoose. He changed his delivery to first base there. Come with a quick move and about pick the kid off.
So Trey Eddy, the number nine hitter, stands in. We'll see if he tries to bunt again. He fouled the first one out. Throw back to first. And in there, safe.
Nice job trying to hold the runner close here.
Long pause by Canoes, and now the delivery. It's a bunt, and it's a nice bunt.
Oh,
right down the line.
Good job fielding it.
And it's thrown away to first base. Runner goes to third. They're going to wave him. No, they're not going to wave him now. The throw comes home. The runner goes to second base.
Yeah, just.
And so two on here in the top half of the fifth, and the Chargers doing what they've been accustomed to is they're throwing the ball around themselves.
little miscommunication. A great bump by that kid again by the number nine hitter, Eddie. Miscommunication by our catcher and our pitcher who was going to field it. Casca picks it up late. It's a low throw down to Ternary, and the ball gets away from us. So ADM cooking a little bit here. Runners at second and third and no outs with the top of the order up, Coach.
Yeah, great. Grant Gayden, who hasn't had a good at-bat tonight. The infield is in, obviously, with no outs here, clinging to a one-run lead. And looks at ball one, high and outside, nearly to the backstop, but a good stop by Casca.
Yeah, settled down here. Canoes come right at him. You know, we're still in command of this game, still got the lead here.
Bunting situation, Coach?
I don't think so. I think, you know, our middle infield's back. I think he'll try to just shorten up his stroke and get the ball in play. But I'll tell you, he doesn't have a good swing, so I don't know, Coach.
Gayden swings at strike one about 3 minutes late.
He must be a state track champ because he's got to get down the line quick to do this.
Swings and fouls that one out of play. So one and two the count. Grant Gayden not having an impressive night at shortstop. He booted one or threw one away last inning, giving the Chargers a run there. And now one and two the count to Gayden. And, boy, you'd like to get this one right here.
Yeah, really important. Can take this guy himself. I'm guessing he's going to come with a fastball up a little bit and come right at this kid because he's not had good cuts.
Long pause. It was up in the zone. He swings. He does foul it off, but this kid is swinging at everything right now.
And still, you know, 1-2 count. I think I'd stay with a fastball right here up, Coach. He's having trouble handling it.
So Canoes from the stretch. Looks at third. Looks at second. Now decides to come home. It's high and inside. Swung on by Grant Gayden. And, boy, right now, I think he'd swing at anything coming down the pipe, Coach. Struck out for the first out of the inning.
Yeah. Great pitch by Canoe. So he knew he's a smart kid on the mound. He knew the kid was having trouble, and he elevated the fastball. And huge spot to be in, and Canoe gets the advantage right there.
Thompson, the next batter, chops one down to first base. One run will come in to score here. They tag Thompson out at first base, so two outs. Runner moves over to third, but now our game is knotted back once again at three apiece. 3-3 is our score here.
You know, two down here. They got a runner at third. We need to shut them down here. Don't let them get their mark and get back ahead of us here in the top of the five.
So Nelson now comes up, the pitcher, with two outs here. Curveball in there for strike one. Hey, Coach, Grant Gayden really liked recess in elementary school. You know why?
Why is that?
He likes to swing.
Yeah.
You can use that one.
Nice.
I give you permission,
hey,
elementary
that's
teacher.
That's good, Millie.
It's not my
nice
bit.
Job by Canoes shooting right back in there with another curveball, get them down 0-2. Yeah, that
it's
was
not my best
that was
material.
Terrible joke. I'm watching the game. Good try, though, Coach.
So 0-2 to Nelson, another curveball in there, and that one outside. Good placement by Canoes, but Nelson not swinging there.
Again, give that one to our catcher back here, Casca. You see, I mean, he slides well back here, and, you know, a lot of catchers that have got by, he saves us a run right there.
So 1-2 to Nelson, the long pause by Canoes. Swung on, it's popped up. That'll get us out of the inning.
Yep.
Shortstop and third baseman come over.
Oh, my goodness.
And they drop the ball. Nelson safe at first. Boy, you can't assume anything.
Yeah.
Berlin and Harberts both come in to make the play, and both of them are looking at each other. They do collide. Berlin collides with Harberts, and Harberts is down.
I think the ball hit him coming down, Coach.
That may have hit off of his head. A routine pop-up on the infield cost the Chargers a run.
You know, those are the little things that have went Sheraton's way so far. They've made every play in the field. Again, we've had twice tonight with a couple seniors not making that, stepping up and calling for the ball, not being able to decide who's getting it, and it's cost us right here.
Yeah, just some miscommunication. The pop-up where Pro and Lundy ran into each other, the miscommunication on the bunt, and then the pop-up. Those are things that we have not seen. No. This is very uncharacteristic of a team that just plays good, solid, fundamental baseball in the field.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Schrode's just ticked right now because those, you know, he knows that this it's hard to win any game, let alone going to the state tournament, you know, and whether ADM's record's 15 losses, whatever it is, it's still tough to beat a good team, and they're playing really well tonight defensively too. So we hopefully, you know, we're down a run here, but we need to get out of this inning right here, and hopefully, you know, Canoes is a pretty emotional kid. He needs to stay composed and come right back at this kid and get us out of this inning.
Yeah, of course, good point there, Coach. Of course, we're all disappointed there, and as is Canoes and all the other players, but you can't let that one get to you now. You got to concentrate, bear down, get a very good hitter, Colin Buckman, the third baseman. The big right-hander steps in, and, boy, you just got to concentrate, bear down, and get one yourself here.
Yep.
That's the second error of the inning for the Chargers. And so the Chargers capitalized on two ADM errors. And ADM now is capitalized on two Charger errors. First pitch to Buckman is low and in the dirt. Ball one.
This kid's hit the ball hard twice to our left side right here in between short and third. You know, we got him out one time. Important to get it, knock the ball down here. Look, wouldn't be surprised the kid tries to steal.
Next pitch is just on the outside corner, but too far outside. So Buckman looks at ball two. The threat of running there was there by Nelson, who looked like he was heading to second. And here's the pitch. Ah. It's swung on. That's a chopper on the right
gets
side.
There,
Riley Pro gets there. Throws to first.
Nice job.
And gets the out. So the Chargers escape the top half of the fifth, but not before the Tigers of ADM score two and go back up on top here in this Sub-State 7 final. It's ADM 4, Sheraton 3. The Chargers are coming to bat when we come back in just a few moments. You're listening to Thunder Country on KIIC.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton are serious about finding the right land and the right home for you. They are members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathman Board of Realtors. Hanson's always abide by the code of ethics set forth by these associations, so you know you're dealing with the best and not just the rest. Right now, interest rates are low. Buying, selling, and investing in real estate means you want to work with the best. Trust Hanson's Iowa Realty on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square. Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton. The Chuck Wagon is now serving ribeye steak sandwiches every Wednesday. When you're looking for something great to eat, make sure to stop at Chuck Wagon. Everyone at the Chuck Wagon is pulling for a win tonight. Go Chargers!
Welcome back to Norwalk in this Sub-State 7 final, ADM. It's a game of opportunities, ADM now capitalizing on the Charger errors to take a 4-3 lead into the bottom half of the fifth. Cameron Canoose, the first batter, grounds one to second base. The throw over to first in time to retire Cameron Canoose. And listening in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, Ryan Smith's mom. And so we got listeners all over the country tonight listening to this ball game, especially those that are from Sheraton. And, boy, this is just a huge game for Sheraton and all of their fans. And all of really the alumni are listening, a lot of alumni listening tonight.
And I'll tell you what, I've been Sheraton my whole life, Timmy. And our fans are great. You know, they support football, baseball. They support everything. And, you know, it's great to have those people backing you, especially when you're playing. That's important.
Dalton Stites steps in, looks at ball one. Chargers having a difficult time just having a little consistency at the plate tonight.
Yeah.
And, boy, one thing we haven't seen tonight that we've seen a lot of in the first two games, I believe there's been one walk tonight, Coach.
Yep.
And so neither team is putting unnecessary base runners on, and that's what good teams do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've been in command of the strike zone. This umpire's been great back here. He's pretty consistent both ways.
2-0 down to Dalton Stites. Looks at strike one. The Chargers just looking for one base runner here to try to tie this one up. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning already. So quickly heading into the latter part of the game here. And the 2-1 count from Nelson. Thought about it, but he held off. Looks at ball three. That one in the dirt on the outside corner.
Important for Stitesy to get on here. Give our three and four hitters a chance with some runners on. We haven't had that tonight for him.
Yeah, get Riley Pro back up. The only guy really tonight that's been very consistent off Nelson. Looks at strike two is Dalton Stites there. So that'll load the count at 3-2 here. Boy, you'd like to get somebody on with less than two outs here.
Yeah, that's what's happened. You know, we've let off the both innings with Pro. Every time he's come up, he's been the leadoff hitter, and he's stroking the ball well. He's got two hits tonight, so we need to get a runner on for Riley.
Second baseman Lou Ellen comes over, talks to Nelson, and now here we go. 3-2 pitch from the stretch is Nelson. Here's the pitch. It's low and in the dirt. So Dalton Stites on board with just one out. Jacob Kaska comes to the plate. And God forbid a double play here. Yeah. Riley Pro, who's 2-for-2, will get to bat in this inning.
Nice patience by Stitesy there, you know. Borderline pitch. He held up on it and got us a runner.
So Steitz on it first. Nelson requesting a new ball.
I like this Nelson kid. Maybe he needs to move Sheridan and play football. Looks like a fullback and a linebacker to me, coach.
Can you recruit?
I don't know. Well,
Martinsdale
does.
Oh, did we say that?
Should we say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's we shouldn't illegal. Have said that. Good luck, Martinsdale. Here's the first pitch to Jacob Caskett. In there for strike one. That was, you've talked about consistency. That one was looked a bit outside. Casca a little disgusted with that call also.
You know, but I'm okay with that because that's where this catcher's setting up, and I caught him my whole life. And if the catcher sets there and the pitcher's hitting that spot, they're going to more than likely give it to him.
The throw over to Steitz at first base, and Steitz is back in time. And so 0-1 to Casca here. The throw back to first. Boy, they're just trying to catch him off there. I don't believe Steitz is running here.
No, I don't think so either. Just with one out, and you got Casca and Pro coming up next.
Although, you know, it would be nice to know. We haven't seen this guy throw down to second at all.
Right.
Just in the warm-ups, and he doesn't appear to have a great arm.
No, boy, he was leaning a little bit there. So maybe maybe he's pressing a little bit and thinking he needs to score one here. We'll see how it works.
Dalton Steitz did get picked off earlier in the game, if you'll remember right. Here's the delivery. Swung on, Jacob Caskett. The throw down first from the catcher. Boy, they might think Dalton Steitz is like the 100-meter champion out there.
I'll tell you what, they're throwing the ball around pretty good right now. We'll see.
Well, I guess if you're Sheridan, keep throwing it around. The luck we've had with teams trying to throw the ball around, and we'll move our runners down one way or the other. 0-2 to Casca now. Catcher sets up on the outside corner is Essie. That one's outside. It looks like he tried to hold back, and they're going to say he did. He did not go around, so Chargers dodge a bullet there. 1-2 the count now to Casca.
Again, great spot by this kid. He's sitting on the corner out there, and Nelson just keeps hitting the spot.
The throw over to first again. And the ever speedy Dalton Steitz back to first. He's fast. I will say that. But I don't know what they're thinking here. And Steitz is going. The throw down to second
base.
He's
going to be there.
And they're going to say nice he beat job. The tag. The throw is high. It appeared that they might tag him on the way down. Maybe they know something we don't, though, Coach. Dalton Steitz advances to second base.
A little better throw by the catcher there. Probably would have had him, but we'll take that. Now Casca's got to come up with a big hit. We got two seniors coming up right here. We got to score this run to tie the game up, Coach.
Yeah, single scores him here, and Riley Pro sitting on deck. That one swung on. That's a high pop foul.
Gonna be
luckily, it'll get out of play. Otherwise, that would be an out.
A fan might want to move instead of standing. Huh?
And we had a fan that was trying to play Daredevil with that ball, just like refused to move and nearly got one on top of his noggin.
It's hot out. You don't want to move very far.
That's true.
Hey, you know, Tim, I just see Mark Schroeder out here warming up. Since the last 4 or 5 years, they must have changed a pitching limitation rule because I do think Mark can throw. I got to a little – we'll go back to that in a second.
2-2 here. Nelson from the stretch looks back at Steitz at second. And now here's the throw. Up high, and Jacob Caskett swings at strike three. Up high in the zone, and Nelson gassed him. So two outs here in the bottom half of the fifth. If you're Sheraton, this is exactly the kind of situation you want. A runner on at second, Riley Pro at bat. Having a great night tonight.
And this coach, I don't know who he is. I don't even have my sheet here. Mitch Crumwady, whatever his name is, I think it's very important what he just did here. My guess, they just put Riley Pro on base. They didn't want to even put the bat in his hands. They let him go to first base. They're going to take their chances with Turner Terneri here. So intentional walk there by ADM, coach.
And so we'll see if the Chargers can come back with a single here.
You know, a little different because it's a one-run game, and, you know, they put the go-ahead run on first. That usually doesn't happen. But I understand his thinking here because we haven't looked very good.
Turner Terneri makes a pay. Base hit into center field. One run will come in to score. The throw is to second base. That's cut off. And so just like that, we have a 4-4 ball game. A single by Turner Terneri. Intentional walk of Riley Pro does not work in ADM's favor.
Boy, we'll take that. Nice job stepping up by Turner Terneri, taking a fastball right back up the middle. I knew he was probably going to get a fastball to hit. Got one to hit, drove it right back up the middle, scored the run to tie it up for Sheraton.
And still, with just two outs here, we still have runners in scoring position at first and second. A chance for the Chargers to regain the lead here in the sub-state final. Nelson's delivery, pitch is low and in the dirt. Nice job by Essie to keep that one in front.
Yeah, big spot here by Knusen. Another senior in our lineup. Hey, help himself right here and get us back ahead.
Nelson, long pause. Here's the delivery. Swung on, fouled away. Strike one. 1-1 to count.
You know, Coach, I just realized, look how deep that center fielder's playing. Anything hit to the center, you know, on the ground is going to be an automatic run, even with Pro running second, because he is deep in center field.
Yeah, and even Turner Trenary's hit possibly could have been caught if somebody was maybe 10, 15 feet in. Tyler swings at strike two. Not a good-looking swing. Tyler just confused on that pitch.
Yeah, he was guessing right there. He was thinking fastball, and he broke off a curveball, and he was way out on his front foot and made him look ugly right there.
But 4-4 is our score here in the bottom half of the fifth. 1-2 the count to Tyler Knust. Nelson Long look in at Essie. Long pause. Here's the pitch on 1-2. Swung on, strike three. Tyler Knust is out on strikes, and ADM is out of the inning, but not before the good news is Sheraton ties it back up at 4 apiece. We head to the top half of the sixth inning. We've got a good one here in Norwalk. It's Sheraton 4, ADM 4, and you're listening to Thunder Country and Substate 7 Final. Back in just a few moments.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agriculture land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton congratulates the Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with this verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them. Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
2 innings left in the books here in Norwalk in the Substate 7 final. We've got a good one. 4-4 is our score. Both teams being very opportunistic with the chances that each opposing team gives them. And we head into the top half of the sixth inning.
Hey, let me jump back to that pitching thing, Coach. You know, we're talking before that last inning there. Yeah, things have changed, I guess, in the last 4 years since I've been out. You can pitch 9 innings in 2 consecutive days, so we could have Schroeder come back and throw today.
Yeah, good point. Schroeder's come in the first 2 district games and really come through in a clutch. And Tyler Knust, no sign of trouble here. He starts Spencer off the first baseman with strike one. Spencer looks at ball number one, and so that evens the count here in the top half of the sixth. 1-1 the count to ADM's Tyler Spencer.
And we need to tighten up defensively here, Coach, a little bit. Not give him anything right here. 1-2-3 inning, and then hopefully get our bats going a little bit.
Ball two from Tyler Knust.
6 outs away.
And that one's fouled away. Actually, we need to add some runs, though, before we can say 6 outs away. And another Dustin Harbert's, man, his family's all over the place. They're listening again. His Aunt Debbie's listening from Emden, Missouri, so... Harbert's representing tonight. That one, speaking of Dustin Harbert's, goes off of his glove at shortstop, and so Spencer is aboard on an error by Harbert's.
He needs to shake that one off, keep his head up, Coach, right here. He's going to have a chance to make more plays here. They're going to be in a bunting situation for sure. You know, Canoose looks a little frustrated on the mound. He just got to keep doing his job, throwing strikes. And make sure of an out right here, though.
Yeah, Jason Summers,
I like this
voice
by
the...
Jake. Oh, sorry, Coach.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, Coach.
I like this by Jake. I'm talking to his team right here. He saw the frustration from his shortstop and his pitcher, you know, coming out of the mound, talking to him. So good job by Coach Schroeder right here.
Another text here from Jason Summers, the voice of the Albia Blue Demons with that tough 5-3 loss last night. It says, good job, Chargers. Go SEC. SEC, we talked about it earlier, really showing its muscle here with the four teams with the possibility of heading to the state tournament. Davis County already punching their ticket. Centerville behind, though. Sheraton well within reach here at 4-4. And a long conference on the mound as now the entire infield is in. And Tyler Knust will remain as pitcher. So Coach Schroeder walks towards the dugout.
Hey, I want to yell at Larry Mike. So I got a phone call from Larry Mike the other day, right after our Monday game. And that guy did Sheraton Radio forever, Coach. And I'm sure the old guy's listening out there. So hi to Mike. Or Radio Man.
That's right. We like that encouraging call from him the other day, so hope you're listening. We hope this one turns around for the Chargers. The bunt attempt from Essie, the catcher, is in there for strike one. He can't get the bunt down, and so ADM trying to play some small ball here in the top half of the sixth inning.
You don't know. I don't know if that coach was just seeing where we were at there, because Riley didn't come over to cover first base right there, so I don't know if he was looking at something for a fake bunt steal situation or what he was doing there, but the kid didn't get the bunt down.
A throw over at first. It's the bunt is laid down nicely. Berlin comes over, throws to first, in time at first base, and so the runner does move up to second. Spencer moves to second.
So we got one down here. ADM's got a runner at second, Austin Llewellyn, the number seven hitter.
The second baseman, Llewellyn, steps in with a runner in scoring position now. One out here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Another situation where it would be great. Canoes could take one himself right here.
That one's high and upstairs. 1-0 the count. I guess high and upstairs are the same thing. High and outside, maybe.
Whatever. It's your radio station, man. Oh, wait a minute. That's your brother.
This game is just moving ever so quickly. That pitch nearly in the same exact location.
I had to say something to Joe right there.
That's
I think
right.
He's listening.
He can take it.
That's right.
2-0 the count now to Llewellyn. Canoost finds the strike zone on the next pitch, the fastball right down the middle. That'll bring him to a 2-1 count here.
Yeah, nice job by Canoost jumping right back even. They're in right there to get a strike across.
Canoost with a long pause. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That's hit hard to second base. Pro
nobody's
comes over,
covering.
But nobody's at first base. Everybody's safe. Turner Trenary, the first baseman, gave chase to that ball hit in the gap between second and first. Tyler Canoes late getting over to the bag, and so once again, runners at the corners. ADM takes advantage of a miscue by the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, senior, he's got to get off the mound and get over to cover because, you know, I didn't know if Riley was going to get there. I thought really it was a base hit. As soon as the ball was hit, Turner was going after the ball. He was doing his job. Pitcher's got to get there and cover.
And so ADM coach Mitch Crumweed, this might be a good opportunity for them to try something funny here. Runners at the corners, one out, and, you know, we had the old walk-off play here. And
you know
that coaches go over this.
Exactly, definitely. You know, with one out, I don't see that happening. If we get two outs, runner first and third possibly, you know, I wouldn't be surprised another bunt here from this guy. He's number eight down in the line. Safety squeeze right here. I don't know. We'll see if he moves the runner.
Is he
bunted last time? Got
he bunted
bunt.
A base hit with nobody on.
Definitely.
Very speedy wheels. Trevor Vols now steps up. Doesn't show bunt. Actually takes a crack at that one and cracks off Casca's helmet foul.
Yeah, had a nice cut there too.
Yeah, he did. Boy.
I think we got away with one. It was a belt high fastball out over the plate. See if Canoes comes a little curveball here.
The third and first are in, playing the possible bunt. That one's upstairs, outside for a 1-1 count now to Trevor Vols. And, boy, you just need to concentrate, get this one out. And
yeah.
You said it earlier, this would be nice just for Tyler to take care of this one himself.
Yeah, if we can strike this kid out, and then we got opportunities.
High and inside, ball two, 2-1 the count.
2-1 here now, coaches on this count, 2-1 with the runner at first. And look for a hit and run, but I don't think so. I think he's trusting this kid to loft a ball, to get something, to get the ball in play, to score the run here.
Swung on, good cut. Good cut, but fouled away. Trevor Vols right on Tyler Canoes' fastball there.
Huge spot right here for Canoes. 2-2 count if we can get this kid, you know. He hasn't shown him a curveball this. Two good cuts. It is fast.
Long pause by Canoes. Here's the pitch. It is the curveball, and swung on. It's fouled down the first base line. Good job by Vols just to stay alive.
Yeah. Looked ugly on it, but he got enough a piece of it to stay alive. Good job by Canoes coming right there.
Did you try to gas him here?
No,
after?
I throw another curveball and try it a little slower and drag my foot on the mound, get it down in the zone a little bit.
It's a fastball high. And inside, so 3-2 the count, and boy, this is a big pitch right here.
Yeah, and you probably have to come with a fastball here. You don't want to put him on.
Long pause, the 3-2 payoff pitch. Swung on,
that's
hit hard into left field. Back to the,
make
the catch. It's Cameron Canoes who makes the catch. The throw comes to the third baseman, Berlin, who'll cut it off. ADM does get the sacrifice fly. Trevor Vols flies out to left field. I thought for sure, Coach, that one was see you laterville.
That kid had three good cuts up there. Just got under it enough right there not to hit it out, but a really good cut and scored the run to put ADM up 5-4 here in the sixth.
Yeah, just really impressive. That's their number seven hitter?
Eight.
Number eight hitter. Yeah. And we've watched tonight. He's had a lot of good cuts. And, boy, I thought he got enough of it outside that fence. Yeah. Coach Schroeder comes to the mound, and we make a pitching change as Jake substitutes Tyler Knust for Mark Schroeder. So Mark Schroeder, who's no stranger to district play, he's been kind of a lifesaver the last couple games. He steps to the mound, and he's going to warm up here. We're going to send it back to the booth and get a quick timeout here. Mark Schroeder coming into the top half of the sixth inning. The Chargers now trail ADM 5-4. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Baseball.
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Renhaw Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Renhaw Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Renhaw Realty for more information.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Baseball on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Yeah, welcome back to Norwalk. Coach Smizer looking forward to the football season.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I got a text here, Coach, from Kelly Reese. She likes your See You Laterville.
Yeah, See You Laterville. I think that's Dustin Harbert's awesome cousin Hunter is listening from Canton, Missouri. I think that's just south of See You Laterville.
Ooh.
The next batter, Trey Eddy, singles to left field, and so the runners move ahead again. Mark Schroeder now the new pitcher for the Chargers. Runners advance to second and first now. Two outs in the inning, so the Chargers just need to get out.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here, Coach.
Cody Feller steps up.
Yeah, they're going to have Cody Feller come in and hit for Grant Gayden, who's had a rough night at the plate. Ooh. So, you know, probably good move by this coach. A kid's struggling a little bit, so we'll see. Schroeder, hopefully with two outs here, can go right at him, get us out of the inning, only down 5-4.
Yeah, Feller, a left-handed batter. Schroeder with the stretch, looks in. And here's his first pitch with two outs. Swung on a little chopper back to Schroeder.
Foul ball.
They're going to say it's a foul ball. Too bad, though.
Good thing for ADM. Foul ball, huh? Bad thing for Sheraton because that's an easy out for us. You know, with this situation right here, any ball hit to the outfield, ADM's going to try to score, and they look really fast to me on the bases. I don't think we'll be able to throw him out here.
Yeah, good point.
But why should I say that with our left fielder, old BB thrower out there, Cameron Canoes?
Yeah, you don't want to try to run on Canoes, as Norwalk learned that Monday night. Next pitch, curveball, swung on. That's a gapper. That's going to be close. And just like you said, that one's in the gap. One run comes in to score all the way from second base. Austin Llewellyn and Coach Mitch Crumwady. We don't know.
Whatever.
Mitch K, let's just call him Coach K, makes a good move there, putting Feller in for Gayden. The single scores one run, and so ADM goes up 6-4 now.
Yeah,
with runners still at first and second.
You love that when you're a coach and you make a change like that and your kid comes through and makes you look like a genius.
And so another left-handed batter, Lucas Thompson, steps up. Chargers trying to get out of this inning, trailing only by two now. Long pause by Schroeder. This throw to second is not in time.
Nice job there by Harberts and Schroeder, trying to keep the runner close. They know on a base hit he's going to try to score. So nice job by those two guys.
Trey Eddy sits at second base. Cody Feller at first, and the batter is Thompson. A long look in to Kaska. Schroeder looks at second, looks at Eddy. Comes home, that's swung on, strike one, good pitch by Schroeder.
Yeah, nice fastball. And this one, that's what Mark did last Monday night when he came in. He kept everything down. And that's important, keep the ball down so they can't lift it and make him hit a ground ball here.
Schroeder, a long pause. Thompson digs in. Runner's going, that one's hit into right field. That should be caught. The runners aren't moving. There's some confusion, though. Hey, Riley Pro comes over.
There's the senior step up. Nice job by Riley Pro. Wow, looked like a circus for a minute up there.
Well, we have seen a circus act by this Sheraton fielding team, something we're not used to. Luckily, Riley Pro, the senior, comes through with the catch. Otherwise, two more runs possibly score there. And we're out of this top half of the sixth inning. ADM, though, scores two more to take the 6-4 lead, and now the Chargers have their turn to get back in it, trailing. At two runs, you're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Kent Farm Management, Grace Baptist Church, CNC Cycle, Sheraton Ford, and the Millerton Cafe. We'll be back in just a few moments from Norwalk.
The big question this fall isn't if the Hawks or Cyclones will have a winning season. It's what are you taking to the game? Check out Sheraton Ford Mercury for these tailgaters or great gas savers, like the Ford Focus at up to 35 miles to the gallon, or the Ford Fusion at 29 miles to the gallon. The Ford Escape makes for a great tailgating SUV and gets 28 miles to the gallon. Or the Taurus at 28 miles to the gallon. So stop by Sheraton Ford Mercury for on-the-lot savings and new inventory. Sheraton Ford Mercury, one block south of the Sheraton Square.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Norwalk. If you're a Charger fan, the good news is this is not the time to panic. Being in this position has been what the Chargers have been all about. Trailing 6-4 here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Mark Schroeder, the new pitcher, steps in, swings at strike number two. Quickly, Nelson, the sophomore, very impressive tonight, Coach.
Yeah, he's done a nice job keeping us out on our front foot, mixing pitches up. You know, boy, Sheraton, a good, really good hitting team. We've only got three hits in the game so far after five, Coach.
0-2, the pitch on the outside corner, nearly strike three. Nelson kind of giving a hop off the mound. He thought that was good as gold.
Yeah,
I think we did too, Coach.
Yeah, it looked good to me. You know, that catcher set out there, he keeps sliding out. You know, he keeps getting that pitch the farther out he gets. Nice job by the catcher and pitcher both.
1-2, curveball. Wow, we are getting, we're dodging some bullets from the boys in blue. Curveball, nearly a perfect pitch from our standpoint, but luckily falls as a ball.
We'll take it, man, 2-2.
And we'll see. You talk about fortune, this might come back to hurt ADM. Uh-huh. Swinging at strike three is Mark Schroeder, who swung at one that wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And so the first batter for the Chargers is retired in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Yeah, a little scary here. I'm nervous, Coach. We're just not getting good looks at the plate.
We talked about it too, Coach. When Berlin came out of the game as a third baseman, you lost a very good hitter
definitely.
Not saying that Schroeder is not a good stick, but
sure.
Berlin will give you a good at-bat.
Yeah, we got a pinch hitter here, Jordan Boffman, Coach. Looks like Jordan Boffman's coming in to hit. He's hitting again for Lundy. So Lundy should probably have to come out of the game.
Yeah, either Lundy is hurt or they're just going to take him out of the game, but Jordan Boffman looks at strike one. Nelson's second pitch in there for strike two as the swinging Boffman looks at one in the dirt and swings again.
You look ahead here. You know we got 8-9 right here. We got one out, so we are going to get to the top of our order, at least in the seventh inning, to give us a chance.
And Jordan Boffman looks at probably what could have also been strike three there, just a fastball.
Yeah.
And the blue has been real inconsistent this inning. That swung on strike three, so two up, two strikeouts.
Yeah, this kid just looks awful good right now on the mound. Coach, he's got a ton of confidence. He's throwing BB fastballs by us, and he's breaking the curves off the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, good point. Dustin Harberts, the senior shortstop, steps up. This is the number nine hitter, so Coach Smizer said if we can't get anything going here, Cameron Canoose will lead off the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the first pitch from Nelson. Swung on, fouled away down towards the first base sideline.
Perry Lane with a few hands down there.
Assistant coach Perry Lane picks that one up and fires it back to Nelson.
Harvard down early.
I don't know. Those look about as good as we've seen tonight.
Wow.
And Nelson's delivery is chopped foul down the first base sideline. Boy, he's just got our hitters off balance right now.
He does.
He's been ahead in the count, so it's a guessing game now.
It is. You know, and that's what good pitchers do. They don't get behind in the count, and then it's, you know, up to them what pitch they want to want there.
So the 1-2 to Harberts here. Nelson looking in, fires one. Good job by Harberts just to stay alive.
Yeah,
fastball that one back to the backstop.
Nice job. And Dustin actually had a really good cut right there on that fastball. Up a little bit, got his hands out, though, and had a nice cut.
More than likely, this is a curveball. Nobody's on, so they don't care about where it goes. Up in the count, 1-2. We'll see what Nelson decides to do. It's a curveball, but it's high and inside. So 2-2 the count. Boy, it'd be nice to start a two-out rally here in the top half, or the bottom half, excuse me, of the sixth inning.
Yeah, at least get a hit, a couple hits, get a little more confidence, because it's looking pretty bleak right now for Sheridan.
2-2 the count, two outs very quickly in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Nelson trying to get out of this one and then maybe possibly get some insurance in the top half of the seventh. Here's the sign for Messi, the look in. That pitch is nearly down the middle, but taken for ball three.
Yeah, nice job by Harberts, leaving that ball up. It's above his hands. Good job of hitting by him, and he's run the count full.
Boy, if he can get on with a walk here, that's a good piece of hitting and something that hopefully the Chargers can take advantage. Nelson's pitch in there for strike three. Harberts looks at the curveball. The bottom dropped out of that one, and the Chargers are retired. 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. We head to the seventh. It's the last inning of this Sub-State 7 final. It's been a good one so far, and it promises to be a great seventh inning, so don't you go anywhere. It's ADM 6, Sheraton 4. You're listening to Thunder Country and this live broadcast of Charger Baseball back in just a few moments.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
3-4-5.
We've hit the seventh inning, the decisive seventh inning, and right now ADM clinging to a two-run lead at 6-4 here in the Sub-State 7 final. Batters 3, 4, and 5 for ADM, starting off with their 10th grade pitcher, Phenom. That's Nelson that stands up, looks at ball one from Schroeder.
Yeah, Mark needs to settle, get us back in. You know, Sheraton hopefully will come around with the bats as they have all year so far, but tough spot to be in right here, Coach.
Yeah, very key for the Chargers not to give up any more runs. Already trailing two and really struggling to get hits. Just three hits tonight against a very good pitcher. And so, boy, they just need to get 1-2-3 and get back up to bat. Schroeder's next pitch is outside for ball two.
Not a good start from Mark here. We got to get right back at him. Just throw fastballs here, make the kid hit. You know, we are a decent part of their order. They're number 3, 4, and 5 up, Coach.
Schroeder steps in. Here's the windup on the pitch, 2-0. On the outside corner, in there for strike one. Could be a questionable outside corner there. Again, we have no idea what he's seeing, but luckily for us, it is called a strike. 2-1 now the count as Schroeder gets a strike across. Now you just got to go after him. The windup, the pitch, same exact place, strike two.
Nice job by Mark, jumping right back in there. This kid's looked at two fastballs right down and shoot.
Yeah, and luckily he's looked because this is a pretty good stick. Nelson is quite a baseball player from what we've seen in six innings. Swings, that's a chopper up the middle. That's going to be a base hit as it's through the infield. And Mr. Nelson, the 10th grade pitcher, is on board here in the top half of the seventh inning with nobody out.
We'll have a courtesy runner come in here for the pitcher, so he'll get a nice rest here and come back for the bottom of seven. You know, I know this is the number 4 hitter, but it wouldn't surprise me if this coach just tries to play for one more here. You know, you never know how much is enough, and 3 looks better than 2, Coach.
Much better than 2, and so Zach Lepore is on to run. The throw over to first nearly catches him off guard.
Schroeder sneaky. That's a nice job out there on the mound throwing to first.
And we were told that ADM is very aggressive on the base pass. We really haven't seen it thus far, and this is probably not the place to do it. That one pass ball, and so Lepore goes to second base. Schroeder throws inside, and Kaska can't hang on to it, so Lepore is in scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, not sure that's Kaska's fault there. That ball was clear behind the batter. You know, it's a good thing Kaska has a long arm to give him a chance there. And 1-0 here, and still, Coach, I still think this is a bunting situation.
Really?
If you get to the runner to third
No
outs, and
then a fly ball scores him. Yep, good point.
But I'm up in the booth, not on the field.
Well, you spent some time down there. You know what to do. And you called an attempt by the number four hitter.
Yeah.
And Buckman, that one goes foul, so luckily. But, boy, even their locations on their bunting tonight has been just spectacular.
Hey,
Buckman looking down towards first base, knowing that you got to move that runner to third.
They're solid. Hey, I mean, you know, they've lost 14 games. They're playing a tough conference. I'm guessing they're pitching. You know, they're only about 1-2 deep, and they've lost a lot of games. So, interesting here. See what's happening. What's going
on? Actually, it looks like Coach Schroeder is going to put him on.
Nah.
And, boy, we thought that he was going to be put on first base. Coach Schroeder walks out, made the motion towards first, but now has changed his mind. He's going to get some feedback from the peanut gallery. The Charger fans, we heard, I'd put him on, but he doesn't elect to do it.
We'll see, Coach. If I'm in this position, I might let the big kid swing away right here once now after we showed a bunt.
And the swing, and that one's down the third baseline. Canoose looks at him back at second, and Buckman is retired, but not before Lepore moves over. Yeah. Boy, nice job by Canoose. He looked Lepore back at second, but then on the throw, Lepore heads up play to get to third.
Yeah, there's that aggressive base runner right there. You know, he knew he was okay because second baseman can't get there on that hit. So nice base running by ADM. They're in position to score a run.
Yeah, knowing that Canoose had to actually come up to make the throw, he couldn't get back to third to field it probably. That's just heads up base running. One out, the runner advances to third. Like we said, they just like to get one more run across. Here's Spencer, the first baseman. He looks at a curveball. It's up and in. Nearly hit Spencer. This kid's had a good stick at the plate tonight.
Yeah. You know, in infield in here for Sheridan, this is always scary because this is when those little bloops fall in.
Yep,
but Jake has to pull his infield in here.
That and one's a chopper through the right side of the infield, or left side, excuse me, past the second. Excuse me, the shortstop and the third baseman. Lepore walks across home plate, and just like that, ADM is playing small ball in a new way. Lepore comes across, and Spencer has the RBI single to take a 7-4 lead here with just one out and one runner on now.
Yeah, tough spot there. You know, and Coach Schroeder does the right thing. You got to pull your infield in because you got to cut the run down. You can't let it get out of hand with more than two, but the kid does a nice job, put the ball in play, and they score a run.
And so the catcher, Logan Essie, steps up. Runner at first, the throw over from Schroeder to keep him on. And now a long pause, and here's the delivery. Swung on, strike one. Nice pitch by Mark. Better cut. Good cut by Essie.
He was right there with the pitch. Nice job by Mark just throwing a strike, getting right after him here. One out here.
You know, we talked about this ADM team not having a spectacular batting average, but if you look at the line, Coach, 10 hits now and 7 runs. That's pretty impressive. Sheraton with just 3 hits tonight. And that's a hit up the middle. Might be a double play ball.
Double play.
Yep.
Yeah,
Harbert
nice
steps
job
on the bag. Harbert steps on the bag for one. Throws to Turner Terneri for two. And the Chargers now enter the bottom half of the seventh. This is it. The trip to Principal Park has come down to 3 outs for the boys in red and white. If you're at home, put your rally caps on, hug your air conditioners, and let's go Chargers. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. We'll be back for the finale here of this District 7 Substate 7.
Circle of Life Hospice is dedicated to meeting the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of our patients and their families during the final and most difficult phase of life's journey. Our compassionate staff is able to promote quality of life and dignity for the patient while providing support for the family. We also offer the beautiful Legacy Lodge Hospice House to ensure all your needs are met. Circle of Life Hospice is proud to provide superior hospice service to 8 counties throughout southern Iowa. To find out more, call toll-free 877-574-3490.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Welcome back to Norwalk. A spectacular season up to this point for the Sheraton Chargers hangs in the balance with just three outs remaining in their proverbial life of the season. 7-4 is our score. The good news for the Chargers, Cameron Knuss, the leadoff batter, steps up. The bad news is the pitcher, Spencer, has just been dynamite tonight.
Yeah, Coach, but again, what we talked about, this is a kid you want to up. He's been the hottest hitter for Sheraton all whole year long. He struggled tonight, 0-3. We'll see if he can get us started.
Dylan Nelson's first pitch in there for strike one, the curveball. And if you've got your rally caps on, do your rain dance, do whatever you need to do here. The Chargers need runners, and they need runners in a big way. Knust falls behind 0-1. Yeah. Swings at strike two. They're going to say the check swing is in there for strike two. So Nelson quickly ahead in the count. 0-2. And, boy, you said it. We have not seen this. We've not seen us in this position with Cameron Knust.
This kid's got Cameron just fooled up there tonight. And Cameron, you know, my God, the kid hit 455. He's the best hitter we've had all year. And he just doesn't look comfortable at the plate tonight, Coach.
So Nelson with an 0-2 count here. Cameron Knust guessing on this pitch. You can bet Nelson's not going to give him anything too good. As he's setting up on the outside corner, look for the curveball here. Here is the pitch. It's a fastball high. It's fouled away, luckily.
Yeah, nice cut by Cam. Kept us right there. You know, fouled it off. Hopefully get a better pitch to hit here.
Are you surprised by the pitch? A fastball is kind of a gutsy.
It was. I was shocked there, but he did elevate it.
That's
so
true.
You know, smart by that kid.
As he's setting up on the outside corner, here's the 0-2. That's fouled away, so Cameron staying alive here with two strikes.
He's only touched the ball two times tonight, and it's been the last two pitches, so maybe he's starting to see it a little
bit.
Good point.
This kid, Nelson, has a different delivery. Kind of comes down and at an angle from the side, and so might take the Chargers a little while. You don't see that every day.
Nope. But time is now, Coach, and we got to get scratch some hits together. You know, just like we talked about in the Norway game, a couple hits back-to-back right here. Get us going.
0-2 the count to Cameron Knust, staying alive here. That one's high and inside for ball one. Good job by Cameron to lay off the high fastball.
It's a good spot for that pitch for that boy. Brought it up in the zone inner park. Look for a little slider here off the plate.
1-2. And that one swung on strike three. Cameron Knust out on strikes. Nelson is throwing a heck of a ball game. Yeah. The Sheraton Chargers, a great hitting team, looking across the line, just three hits.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to bring this up, and this is bad. Larry Millage rule. Down, you know, if you're a team ahead, first batter comes up, you get that first out, you are setting in really good shape. And Sheraton's really going to have to string some together now.
Well, for once in my life, I'm going to hope that my dad is wrong.
I hear you.
And Dalton Stites now, the next batter. And you've told me that many times the last couple games, and I'm hoping that you're wrong here. The Chargers down to the last two outs. Dalton Stites looks at strike one, so Nelson comes back 1-1 here.
This kid's just got a ton of confidence out there. He's throwing BBs right at him, man. He is not scared. He looks good on the mound.
1-1. And this is a team ball game, but thus far it's been Dylan Nelson against the Sheraton Chargers, and so far one up to Dylan Nelson. Swung on, it's chopped foul, and just all of our swings, Coach, you're right, they've got us guessing.
Yeah, we're out on our front foot guessing. You know, Coach, you look, we've scored four runs. I know two of them for sure are unearned.
Exactly.
So he's, and maybe three, so he's only going to maybe give up one earned run and three hits. He's just done a tremendous job on a mound for Adel.
So the 1-2 to Dalton Stites. Jacob Casco waits on deck.
Got to get the ball in play here.
And that one's upstairs for ball two. So 2-2 the count. Good pitch to hit here, but we'll see what Nelson chooses to do. You can throw the curve here.
My guess, he'd come right back with that slider because we've looked bad on it.
Essie on the outside corner.
There
it
is.
And Dalton Stites swings at strike three, and he's out on strikes. Dylan Nelson, the sophomore, was not their ace coming into the ballgame, but he has been their ace tonight.
Tell you what, if I'm the ADM coach, I'm just pleased with this kid's performance. And guess, you know, if they go on and win this, just happen to get one more out, he's my starter at state tournament because he looks good right now.
Good point. Jacob Casca, the senior, it's only fitting he steps aboard. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Looks at strike one from Nelson.
Just a tough spot now. You know, now our heads are down. We got two outs. We know we got to come up with something. Tough spot for the senior to be in.
Nelson's pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Good cut by
Casca.
Good cut by Casca. And quickly, though, Dylan Nelson only surrendering one walk tonight, I believe. Yeah. And this, looking at the scoreboard, Coach, 0-2, that's been common tonight. 1-2, 0-2. After 13 walks Monday night, this kid did what he had to do.
That's right. Totally different ball game from the other night, and that's what good pitchers do. Get ahead in the count, and so they can throw their pitch, Coach.
0-2 the count here. Kaska lays off the high one. Good thing. It looked like he wanted to go at that one.
Yeah, Jacob's so patient at the plate, though. I don't think he'll swing at a fastball up. And now they might catch him down with that little and I guarantee you right here it's coming. He's going to throw that slider. I think that's all I'd throw if I was this kid.
1-2 here. Swung on. It's a chopper down the first base sideline. This is a tough play. And ADM steps on the bag. Kaska is retired. And ADM of Adel has shocked district and sub-state play here, upsetting Dallas Center Grimes and now upsetting the Sheraton Chargers in the sub-state final by the final score of 7-4. An absolute great season by the Chargers comes one game short, and they fall to ADM 7-4. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in just a few moments. The final score, ADM of Adel 7. Sheraton Chargers 4. You're listening to Sheraton Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, back in just a few moments.
Friday Night Lights is back again this fall, bigger and better than ever, with more schools, more reporters, and more live coverage. Tune in Friday evenings beginning at 6 for the pregame show, or log on to the web from your computer or iPhone and catch the Albia Blue Demons, the Sheraton Chargers, the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, or the Wayne Falcons. And KIIC will also send live score updates to your cell phone every 30 minutes free of charge. Simply text the keyword KIIC to the number 25827. More schools, more reporters, more live coverage.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Baseball on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Around the clock, 7 days a week, residents of the Northridge Assisted Living Center in Sheraton have access to the individualized attention they need, provided by a caring professional staff. With private suites and the freedom to make their own choices, Northridge residents have greater control over their lives. Northridge creates an environment in which residents can continue to enjoy their individuality, their independence, and their dignity in a secure and supportive community. Northridge is conveniently located next to the Lucas County Health Center in Sheraton. Stop in or call to schedule a tour.
Millerton Cafe in downtown Millerton, it's a double yummy spot for anyone who needs something to eat or when you're craving something that's oh so good. Millerton Cafe has daily savory specials, and be sure to save room for that sweet homemade pie too. Well, if you just have to clean up your plate and don't have room for dessert, you'll have to take some home. It's all fresh, and the cooks and staff at Millerton Cafe are glad to see you. That's Millerton Cafe on Highway J-22. We can't wait to see you there.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, welcome back to Somber Norwalk. We talked earlier throughout the first two district games, Coach Smizer, sometimes luck is on your side, and for most of the season, it's been on the side of the Sheraton Chargers. They end their season at 30-9, 30 wins and 9 losses. We believe it's a school record for wins, one of the best seasons in school history, no doubt, but that you can't tell them anything right now in that huddle. That loss hurts, one step away from Principal Park, and boy, we talked about the records at this point. If you're in the sub-state final game, every team is a good one, and ADM comes away with the win, earns a trip to Principal Park next week with a record of 24 wins and 14 losses, and like we said, Sheraton ends their season with 30 wins and 9 losses. Coach, what are you thinking here?
You know, I'm glad I'm not Schroeder right now. That's so hard talking to kids, six seniors on the Sheraton baseball team. I think there are six. And, you know, what do you tell those kids? Winningest team in Sheraton history. You know, they won two district games probably they maybe shouldn't have. You know, Carlisle comes in, a really solid team and a great program. Norwalk's ranked above us. We've knocked those two teams off. And like you said, everything – records don't mean anything at this point. ADM had a kid on the mound dealing tonight, and Joe reminded me just in that break. I told you in that first inning, I don't like this. We don't look the same. I don't know if it was nerves. I don't know what happened, but this kid had our number, and for our team to only get three hits, that was the difference in the game, Coach.
Yeah, you said it early in the game. Just things looked a lot different. The things that we've relied on the first two district games, getting on base with walks and errors. Yeah. They did commit a couple errors that gave us a couple runs. But really, a sound performance by ADM. No doubt they deserve this trip to the state tournament. And, boy, you can't say enough about sophomore pitcher Dylan Nelson. Holy cow, you're in a district final game. Yep. He goes the entire distance, giving up one walk, three hits, and four runs. And we believe all four of those possibly are unearned because of the three errors.
Yeah, I think at least three were unearned. You know, a kid is just dealing tonight. He felt that he was on the mound and you play so many conference games, and you spread those kids out pretty thin all year long. And I'd say they've given this kid a rest the last couple weeks, and he looked really good tonight, Coach.
Yeah, you can certainly go back and take a look at some things that happened earlier in the game, some balls that didn't go our way, some balls that did go ADM's way. But in the end, the luck wears out for the Chargers. The fortune that's been on our side all year just was not there tonight, and the Chargers lose the game 7-4. Looking ahead, though, Coach, next year, you look at this ball club with those six seniors, you're losing a lot and a lot of good senior leadership there. But talk a little bit, if you can. You know those kids a lot. Their nucleus of what they have coming back, the younger kids coming up, I hate to say this, but they could potentially be better next year with a little more pitching than they were this year.
You know, I think Turner